I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, now to Kayvon Thibodeau. Ducks pass rusher, he's going pro. Maybe the number one pick?
Oh, no.
Oh, not anymore?
I'll be stunned if he ends up being the number one pick.
Really?
And yeah, I will.
I thought he was like projected to be the number one pick all season.
I will be stunned.
It'll be a quarterback.
I will be stunned if he ends up being the number one pick. In fact,
it will definitely not be a quarterback.
Really? It's always a quarterback.
There's really no good quarterbacks.
There's not a lot of good quarterbacks.
Best quarterback in the class.
Matt Corral.
Corral or the kid from Liberty. People are pretty high on. But yeah, it's
also the Pitt guy, Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, it's not a great class for quarterbacks.
It's either going to be Thibodeau or the Hutchinson? Is that the other pass rusher?
Yeah, Aiden
Hutchinson.
Just
said Thibodeau won't be the number one pick.
Well, he thinks that after he goes through the combine and stuff, he's going to slide a little bit. But
I think he will fall. I do. I think that...
Did you watch him this year? He wasn't as impactful as he was.
He never has been. This is my point with Thibodeau. And people are going to take this as a hating thing, and it's not. The guy's tremendously talented, and he's really good. But I think he is a little bit of a product of he's got a name. He was the number one overall recruit, and the media loves to hype him up. And this is what I think Herb Street, I think, is the one that said it. It was like week 5 or 6. He just flat out said, he goes, look, he's a good player, but if you think he's the best player in college football, he's not even the best defensive end. He's not the best player. He's not the best defensive player. He's not even the best edge rusher in all of football. There's 3 or 4 guys that are better than he is, starting with Aiden Hutchinson at Michigan.
Well, he still could be a great pro, though.
Yeah, he could be, and he will go high. Don't get me wrong, but this is not a generational talent, and I just have a hunch that when he goes through the draft process, and remember, what people tell you about someone is different than what NFL teams think of someone. I wouldn't be shocked if he falls. I'm not going to say he's going to fall like to the 15th overall pick, but I do not think he is as valued by some NFL teams, by a lot of NFL teams, the same way that we have made him out to be.
I saw there was an O-lineman who's a possible number one pick as well.
You're talking about Evan Neal from Alabama?
I don't know if it was him, but I did see a mock draft because most of them I've been reading have been saying Hutchinson, Thibodeau, 1-2.
So there's a center from Iowa who's really good, Linderbaum, who is really, really high.
God, there's always a center from Iowa.
Always a center from Iowa.
Or a center will never go number one.
No, though. He won't go no number one overall. I'm assuming you're talking about Evan Neal, who's the tackle from Alabama.
Yeah, I might tackle, be, yeah.
Who's pretty high. And then you got a couple receivers out of Ohio State that are good. Stingley Jr., is the corner out of LSU. The safety out of, what's his first name? Hamilton is the safety out of Notre Dame, is really high.
All right.
So there's not a consensus number one guy.
But you don't think it's going to be Thibodeau?
I don't think it's going to be Thibodeau.
Bucks 60, Warriors 30.
Yikes.
How about that?
Paya!
I think when you put on his tape, I don't think it's as impressive as...
All right.
As it could be.
So Thibodeau was on some show with Joel Klatt.
Yes.
I don't know what show this is, but it was on Fox. And the clip is making the rounds because, well, Thibodeau is not, well, he just kind of, he's not as articulate as he wants to be here.
No, but he's a very, very smart kid. In fact, he's like a 3, you know, he's one of the better academic guys. I think he might be an all Pac-12 academic guy.
But
he's not dumb.
He's talking here about why he chose Oregon over Alabama. And, of course, this has caused a bit of a stir.
You're going to be a superstar in the NFL, but for guys that aren't, it means something that they're a Crimson Tide
player. Can I give you a perspective?
Yes.
If I gave you a fishing pole, would you know how to use it?
No. I don't fish.
You don't fish. So if I've never learned, or if school has never been important to me, or a job or a career has never been important until I was done playing football, how would I know how to go get a career or a job?
That's a great point.
I won't.
I think it's been one of my arguments for a long time that we don't have mandatory financial planning classes in, you know, like for every kid in college football, they should be in classes that teach them how to operate their finances and things
you,
of that.
You know what I sat back and I thought about it and I said, what world do I want to be a part of? Literally, I sat back and said, if I go to Alabama, I'm going to win national championships. Literally. I said, but do I want to be a guy who's known to be a national championship winner? Or do I want to be a guy who's known for being a part of the greatest organization in the world? You know what I mean? And what people don't realize is that football is an American sport. So no matter how great Alabama is, we only play football in America and maybe a couple Canada and a couple other places. But a brand like Nike, I mean, for me, it was like, what brand associations do I want to be tied to?
Sure.
You know what I mean? And for me, I already hate the stigmatism of football players being dumb jocks.
Totally.
So now, do you know what the That's stigmatism of Alabama education? It ain't the West Coast.
No.
You know what I mean? It ain't Harvard.
No, I
so
hear
for
you.
For me, I have to look at it and say, I'm only going to be in college for 3 years. Like I said, if I would have went to Alabama, I probably would still be there, and we wouldn't be sitting here today. Two, I probably wouldn't have graduated yet. And three, I don't know if my degree would mean anything.
Mm.
And there's no guarantee. I think Oregon might be the only place where you are guaranteed. And it's not, I wouldn't say it's a guarantee. But there is a 90% chance that if you want to, a Nike opportunity is there.
Mm.
And there's a guarantee that if you play football at Oregon, you can work in the corporate Nike world. That's a guarantee. And Phil Knight, I could call him and he'd tell you that today.
Well,
why? Because he's so invested in the future.
Well, you clearly have a great perspective.
Okay. So he did say, and you're right, it is unfortunate.
It's unfortunate that he said people are going to drag him.
Because it's just a clip right in there where he says the stigmatism of dumb jocks being dumb or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, stigma, not stigmatism. So that is no good. And of course, Alabama fans going to have a heyday with that. And it's a little bit of a shot.
Well, and that's what Klatt apologized for, because when he said that he called Alabama's education a joke, and Klatt went,
right.
And that's, well, you know,
I think he wasn't very articulate.
No,
but he was trying to say, I don't even think he was trying to say the Oregon education is better than the Alabama education.
About Nike.
All he's talking about is the connection at Nike, and that Nike is global.
Yeah.
It's an international company and with worldwide tentacles. And so I think he said he was trying, he fumbled it. But he was trying to say that that's why he chose Oregon over Alabama, and that's fair.
Because he wanted to be more than just a football player.
Yes.
He wanted to have connections just beyond that.
I'm guessing that there are going to be some people that are going to take that. And this is Trent Dilfer always says this. Do you love football or do you love what football brings you? And I think some people are going to hear that and say, well, you don't want to win national title. You'd rather be known as someone that's a brand than someone that wins national championships. And I do think there are going to be people that are going to look at him as someone that maybe is more interested in off the field stuff than being dominant on. And then when you watch the film and he doesn't always pop at you and he doesn't always play up to the levels that he's capable of playing, I think there are going to be some red flags there for someone that is in this more for what he just said, the off-field stuff, than on. And that's fine because
it's not like he picked like Maryland.
No,
he picked a school that had a chance to win a title.
He has been so dominant his entire life. But when you get to the next level, he is not good enough to be Randy Moss. Where, look, you can make the argument that Randy may not have, you know, put everything into it, but he was that special. And I'm not certain that he is. Hopefully I'm wrong. And hopefully the guy just goes out and lights it on fire because he's got all the talent in the world. He really does. I just think that may be problematic. And I think that clip there for some people, whether it's fair or not, because this happens all the time in the draft, like with Mariota being too quiet or Herbert being too smart, right? Some of those things are ridiculous and they're still used against him. I think some of this will be used against him, because I think from high school, I think everyone has had the idea that he was in this for something other than being a great football player. And the truth of the matter is, you can be both. You can be in it for yourself, and you can be in it to make money and position yourself as a brand, and be in it to be a dominant football player. And hopefully that's what this is he's choosing both and not making one more important than the other.
Well, he could have said it better.
Yes.
Which is why it's making the rounds, and, you know, Alabama fans getting all bristly about it, but I have no problem with that. It's like, of course, that's the allure of the Oregon brand for an elite player like Thibodeau.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that too at the end. He was like, well, you're guaranteed. I can call Phil Knight. Well, you're Kayvon Thibodeau, okay? Yeah. The backup offensive lineman, you know, is he calling Phil Knight? I mean, I'm sure there are opportunities because you're at Oregon and you're so close and you make those relationships.
Yeah, you get your foot in the door, but you're not, dude, getting a great, you know.
Kayvon Thibodeau, he's not wrong. He probably can do whatever he wants with Nike, because he has shown that he's interested in that, and he has sort of laid that groundwork his whole time while at Oregon.
But again,
he's an elite player who's about to make a lot of money in the NFL.
But again, the problem is that if you don't back it up and become an all-pro, then it doesn't matter, right? You have to be able
The
Nike thing, right? Thibodeau has to go in at the next level and produce 12 sacks or 10 sacks. Otherwise, you're just another guy. And that's the thing, is it just doesn't, you know, Jadeveon Clowney has ended up with a really nice career in the NFL, don't get me wrong. But he's not Lawrence Taylor. And the opportunities, whether Clowney went to Oregon or not, or South Carolina, wherever, they're not going to come to you the same way that a Myles Garrett or a TJ Watt.
That's true. But I also think that isn't he saying, hey, you know, even if I'm not, he didn't say anything about the NFL, but even if he doesn't do great in the NFL, one of the things that drew him to Oregon was the bigger picture idea of being with Nike and being at a global company, which I think whether he does anything in the NFL or not, he's going to have those opportunities because, like I said, he's already been laying that groundwork the whole time he's been at Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean, Phil Knight didn't he create a company for him?
Well, yeah. They did an NFT together.
The NFT thing?
I think the company was like some sort of crypto thing, and I don't know if that was through Nike or not. I don't think it was, but the NFT stuff was, you know, Tinker Hatfield did like a digital art thing for him, which certainly, there's... You can make the argument that Oregon can offer something that very few schools can, and that is that's Nike thing. And that part,
particularly,
I agree
to a player like him, who's five-star, high profile, and, you know, top pick in the NFL draft. So,
which is why I said I don't think what he said necessarily was terrible. I just think it was unfortunate that he had the
Needed to say it in a better way.
It wasn't the for clarity's sake, but. You know, like I said, he's a very, very talented guy, and hopefully he goes to the next level and is dominant. I just don't think, and this is all I'm saying, I don't think he's a slam dunk. And there's very few slam dunks in football, but I don't think he is a generational talent. In fact, like if we're just talking Oregon linemen, DeForest Buckner to me was a better collegiate player than Kayvon Thibodeau. He just was. I thought he was a more dominant player, but he didn't come in with the hype, and he wasn't a consensus All-American. But so much of college, when you get these, is building that kind of brand name. And that I will give him credit for. From high school through college, whether it was him or whether it was the Oregon machine, man, they marketed him and they made him a household name. And, you know, he's probably made $1 million before he ever steps foot on an NFL field. And good for him. He has taken full advantage of his situation at Oregon.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.